Hello, my name is Megan DeScheller, and I will be talking about how the colonial era and 2020, the year everything has gone downhill, are actually very similar. The colonial era was a big time period, and it was where Europe was colonizing America, as we would say. But right now, I'm going to be focusing on the British and how they were colonizing in the 13 colonies. So, the 13 colonies were all on the west side of what is now the United States, and there were 13 of them. One example of how everything is similar is why people moved. You see, people moved to the colonies for many, many reasons. But one of the big reasons that people moved were for religious freedom. When the pilgrims came to the colonies, their main motive was religious freedom. They wanted other things, but mostly they wanted religious freedom. They wanted to be free to worship whatever they wanted to without being looked down upon. Another reason that people moved back then was to get away from sickness. For example, in Beauty and the Beast, if you've seen the live action version, and this does not connect to the colonial era Beauty and the Beast does not connect to the colonial era or to what's happening now, it's just an example of this. Whenever the mother got sick with, I think it was the Black Death or smallpox or some sickness like that, one of the big diseases, then Belle and her father had to flee to France in order to ensure their safety. So people back then obviously moved because of sickness, and people now move because of sickness. The COVID-19 is a very big thing in mostly the United States right now, but over the course of these last 7 months, it's been a big thing in the entire world. So people have moved from Italy to America in order to try and escape the sickness, but unfortunately, it's still here. Another example of how the colonial era and 2020 relate is how where we live affects how we live. The thing that's most affected by where we live is the kind of jobs that we have. In the colonial era and today, most farms will be found in the middle colonies and the southern colonies, while factory jobs are mostly found in New England colonies and the middle colonies. Many jobs are still this way, with farming jobs being found in the following states: Texas, Missouri, Iowa, Oklahoma, Ohio, Kentucky, Illinois, California, Tennessee, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Kansas, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Nebraska, Virginia, Arkansas, Georgia, Alabama, Colorado, and Oregon. Most of these states are located in the south or in the middle of the United States, and they all have good fertile soil. As for the other states, they do have the occasional farm, but they have mostly cold climate and are very factory-based. The third topic that I will be talking about is how did representative government develop in the colonies? Representative government formed in the colonies when the Europeans first came to the colonies. They already had representative government in Europe before they came to the colonies, but whenever they came, there was a lot more. It expanded to a whole range of people, and it wasn't as limited, but it still was very limited. And an example of this was the Virginia House of Burgesses. The people would vote for candidates, and of course there were limitations. the candidates had to own land, had to own a certain amount of land, and they had to be born and still live in Virginia. This kind of thing corresponds with the House of Representatives. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's where the people of the United States get to vote for two other people from their state. So if I lived in Nebraska, I couldn't vote for two people in California to represent me in Nebraska. I would have to vote for two people in Nebraska to vote to represent me in the House of Representatives. Representative government was present 244 years ago when the colonial era was first started to happen, and it's still present today. The last topic that I would like to talk about is how slavery developed in the colonies. Slavery was a very terrible thing and should be learned about so it will not happen again, and it should be ended all around the world. But slavery developed in the colonies because of two major things, and it's still around for one of these major things. People in the colonies wanted free labor, and the African kings wanted industry or needed industry-made things. The want for free labor was from the people in the South, the Southern colonies, which were the colonies from Virginia to Georgia. And so they wanted free labor from the slaves that were being auctioned off. And so then they would pay for the slaves and then have them work for the rest of their lives to farm for them and pick cotton and spend every single day out in the sun getting beaten and tortured. The other reason of the industry-made things was the African kings wanted or needed industry-made things from England, so they would trade their criminals for industry-made things like clothing and like furniture, you know, things that you can't just make right out in the forest. They would send their criminals off on a ship across the Middle Passage, a very horrible month-long trip to get from Africa to the colonies, and they would go be slaves in the colonies. This connects to 2020 because the Black community is still being discriminated against and treated differently just because of something they can't control, their skin color. Obviously, we saw this majorly with the Black Lives Matter movement, and I hope that this continues to get awareness and that all communities, no matter what your skin color is, your gender, your sexuality, everything will no longer be discriminated against, and everyone will be treated as equal. I'm Megan DeShetler, and yeah, thank you for listening.